Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMEN on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you, and now in studio with me is Flint Hills Regional Council Director Gary Stith. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Enjoying all that rain out there?
Yeah, we needed it, so I'm glad it's here.
It's good. It's good. And what I most like about this rain is that because we've been so behind on the rain, now we're finally getting it, and the temperatures are going to be very spring-like. They have been all week, and they especially will be after today. We'll get that sun. There's moisture. That means things are going to really start to green up,
yep.
Which I'm excited for.
I'm ready for it.
Because it's a beautiful it's beautiful in the Flint Hills region when everything's greened up like this.
Absolutely. The Flint Hills are beautiful in the spring.
Which will be our good segue to talk about the Flint Hills Regional Council. And coming up on May 16th will be the Flint Hills Regional Conference. And always a big conference, a big gathering for the Flint Hills. But before we kind of get into those details, let's kind of talk about what the Flint Hills Regional Council is all about, especially for some new listeners.
Yeah, the Flint Hills Regional Council is an organization of local governments, counties and towns and cities in the Flint Hills region, primarily a 7-county region. But we also have people in Clay Center and Chapman, which is not in the 7 counties. But it's a good-sized area covering the Flint Hills. We work together to plan for development and growth and economic development opportunities. We help with transportation planning, and we provide services particularly to the smaller communities that don't have the kind of staff capacity to go after grants and other kinds of assistance.
And it's something it's still relatively new. How long has the Flint Hills Regional Council been together now?
About 7 years. So, yes, it's a fairly new organization in the region.
Although, wow, 7 years. Time has flown by. It still feels like it was just a couple years ago to me when I was working at the newspaper. I remember when it was kind of first kind of coming together, and it was this new sort of thing. And time flies, doesn't it?
Yep, sure does.
Wow. Well, looking at the Flint Hills Regional Conference, again, that's going to be May 16th of this year, and that's going to be, where is that going to be this year? That's going to be?
It's going to be at the Manhattan Conference Center. The City of Manhattan has donated the space to the Flint Hills Regional Council for us to use, and this is the first conference we've actually done for the whole region. And we're getting a lot of assistance from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. So they're providing the registration software and providing us assistance with registration for the conference. We're looking for exhibitors that want to come and put up a table and do exhibit information about their organization or their business. It's an all-day conference from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Lunch will be included, and there's a $45 registration fee, and people can go on either the Flint Hills Regional Council website and find the registration connection through there, or they can go directly to the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
Brady Bowman here with Gary Stith. He's the director of the Flint Hills Regional Council. As always, phone lines are open. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Gary, this has to be pretty exciting for everybody involved to finally have this big conference to really kind of bring everybody together like this.
Well, we thought it was pretty important to provide an opportunity for people to find out more about what's going on in the region. The regional approach to economic development, working together as a region, makes a lot of sense. And we're bringing in a speaker from Northwest Arkansas, where they've had some real successes in economic development. And he's going to talk about the importance of taking a regional approach. And it just makes sense for communities to work together to try to attract opportunities than it does for everybody to try to individually on their own try to attract business and investment in their communities.
And that really has been kind of the trend with a lot of different organizations around the Flint Hills region over the past few years, especially recently. I think of Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and how they're partnering with Waumego and Pottawatomie County for the greater, I know I'm going to mess this up, but the Greater Manhattan
Economic Partnership.
There it is. But that's an example. Do you feel like the Flint Hills Regional Council is kind of taking a leadership role in that, is kind of getting that ball rolling for regionalism in the area?
I think we have, and we formed a partnership with the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership to buy some software for a site selection tool using a grant that we have. And We also meet every, we meet with 8 economic development directors from the counties in our region on a quarterly basis to exchange information and work together on projects. Business doesn't look at the jurisdiction boundaries. It doesn't matter to a business. And we've got a lot of businesses that are regional in nature. One of the sponsors for our conference is Bank of the Flint Hills. They have 2 banks here in Manhattan, 1 in Wamego, 1 in Alma, and 1 in White City. So they are truly a regional business organization.
When did it start clicking for you and your partners in this endeavor that the boundaries didn't matter for businesses, that jurisdiction didn't matter? The Flint Hills Regional Council started 7 years ago, but was it around then when it just started clicking that we need to think about things in a different way?
Yeah, it did. For one thing, we first started the Metropolitan Planning Organization for the Flint Hills. That's mandated by federal government once Manhattan crossed over the 50,000 mark, and we helped organize that and get it established. And it looks at transportation at a regional level. So a lot of issues that local governments face don't stop at the boundary of their jurisdiction. Roads, networks, transportation, transit, workforce, stormwater runoff, environmental issues. There's just a whole lot of different things that local governments have to deal with, but those issues don't stop at their jurisdictional boundary.
Because you're really just focusing, especially from a business standpoint, you're really probably just focusing on population centers rather than city limits or county boundaries and those sort of things.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the Flint Hills Regional Council, when you think back to when it first began 7 years ago and to where it's at now, where do you see the areas that progress has been made most?
I think in the terms of economic development and transportation planning are the two biggest issues that we've taken on and have had significant progress. At the beginning of the year, the Metropolitan Planning Organization that we helped start actually expanded, and Wamego is now a part of that, and the corridor along 24 between Manhattan and Wamego. So now that Metropolitan Planning Organization looks at transportation planning from Wamego all the way over to Junction City.
And transportation, that's so key.
Oh, absolutely. Economic development depends on the people's ability to get access to where they work and where they do business, and so it's critically important.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more about regionalism, talking about things the Flint Hills Regional Council is doing here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.